What a great celebration this is that's being put on by Virtual Closure, Erica Brown Gales. This is just wonderful. And I'm thinking of the songs that just went for it. The first song was Yes, and then the last song we heard was So Good. So because he's so good, that's why we can say yes. That's why we can lift our head up. That's why we can have a smile on your face, on our faces, regardless of what the situation looks like. And this is a great, great experience this afternoon. Myron Brown, he has left a legacy, and we're here to enjoy it right now. And we're here to take it just a little bit further. First of all, I was asked to do the eulogy, but just to be transparent, to be simple about it, a eulogy is no other than just speaking well of someone. That's all it is speaking well of someone. And what we've heard over these last 45 minutes, the eulogy has already been presented. Everyone has said some great things about Myron. People have become transparent about Myron. And Myron, he was one of a kind. He was one of a kind. And one thing I think about is memories. Memories are something that no one can ever take away. So we'll always have those memories of Myron on what he has done and how he has impacted our lives.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scripture I want to read, and Erica had it in the bio, and I just want to read it. It's coming from Matthew 25:23, and it just basically says, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Myron is in a place now, there's no more pain, there's no more hurt, there's no more sickness, there's no one forcing him to eat, there's no one, all that's gone now. He is in the master's hands right now. We loved Myron so much, but you know what? God loved him more. God loved him just a little bit more. So he is in good hands right now. He left a beautiful legacy. And what we're doing this afternoon, we're celebrating Myron. We're celebrating his life, his contribution to us, just himself. You know, we all have moments where we remember Myron, and there's certain things that he's impacted us on. We've had arguments over the years, and I've known Myron for probably over 40 years since I married into the family. But every time, all the time I spent with Myron, it was always a good time. We talked about a lot of different things. But I just want to say this. We're only here for a moment in time. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And I don't want to sound morbid or anything, but I just want everyone to grasp what I'm trying to say this afternoon. We don't have time for shenanigans. We don't have time to just be mean. We don't have time for any of that. We need to love on individuals. And that's what Myron did. Whenever he was in Myron's presence, it was love. He always showed love. He opened up his arms. He asked you how you were doing. He engaged himself in our lives. And that's the one thing that I'm going to miss about Myron, because we talked about everything from sports to food. He always asked, and I've heard it throughout this hour, that he was a cooker. He loved to get on that grill. But he always used to ask you what you cooking, you know. So there was always a method to Myron's madness of what he wanted to do. Maybe he wanted to find out what your secret ingredient was. I don't know what it is, but Myron was one of a kind, and God placed him in our lives for a reason. He placed him in our lives for a reason, to learn and to love and to be respectful for one another. Again, memories are something that no one can ever take away. And I heard someone say earlier, so when we think about Myron, let's think about the good things. Let's think about when we gather flowers and how we go to the grill. He may be whispering over our ears, and he might be doing a lot of different things, but those are memories that we can always keep. So we'll always remember Myron. I was listening to the class of 75, the tribute to Myron. Just awesome. Just awesome. Almost 50 years, you know, with that class. And here we are today. And one thing also I want to just kind of embarked on right now is he couldn't go anymore. Myron pushed it to as far as he could push it. And I know we wanted him to push more, but sometimes our prayers, and I want you to listen to me, sometimes our prayers, we have to change our prayers. Sometimes our prayers are so selfish sometimes, yeah. And we just want what we yeah. want. Yeah. We want how yeah. we feel because of our feelings, and we're not thinking about anybody else. But Myron is there. Yes. Myron got to a place, he didn't want anymore. He was tired. He was just tired. He was in hospice. He had done everything that everyone had asked him, but he was tired. So the Lord said, that's enough, Myron. He said, you don't have to push no more. I got you now. I'm going to grab a hold of you, and I'm going to take you with me. So Myron is with the Lord right now, and we can marvel over that. We can have joy about that, and that gives us synergy. That gives us energy to keep running, to keep doing great things, to continue to be successful, to continue to love on everybody, because we take that for granted. But Myron was quiet. His spirit was quiet. And some of us need to have a quiet spirit like that. Some of us are just so loud and so boisterous and just so over the top. Sometimes we need to take that hit from Myron sometimes. It's okay to be quiet. It's okay to have that quiet spirit. Amen. Myron, his memories, always celebrating his life. And it's exciting to celebrate his life because we know who he is and we know who he belongs to. And he belongs to Christ right now. Again, we're only here for a moment in time. So we need to make the most of these moments that we have right now. We don't have time for no other stuff. It's time out for that. And then we get to a point in our lives as we journey through this life. We get to a point now where we really can prioritize what matters and what doesn't matter. And Myron prioritized his life. He prioritized what mattered. He knew he was sick. He knew he had that disease. And he fought it. He pushed it. He had the doctors even at times looking like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? But God is still God at the end of the day. Amen. And God said, Myron, it's time. It's time to come home. It's time to come home. And although we wanted him to stay, we had to change our prayer. Our prayer shouldn't be let our will be done. Our prayer should be, let thy will be done. Yeah. Let God's will be done. Yeah. Amen. We ain't got time for, your will don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing in God's sight. Hallelujah. God's will. We always say that, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we need to encompass that. We need to understand what that really looks like. Yeah, we want Myron to still be here, but we wouldn't want him to be here in the condition that he was in, always hurting, always in pain. No, that ain't right, y'all. That's not right. You know, we let God's will be done. Amen. So we're here. We're here today to celebrate his life. So many great stories about Myron, and we can go on forever and ever and ever. Amen. But we need to pour what Myron left us into others. Amen. Although we're seeking out who we are, we still need to love on other people. We need to pour that spirit of love that Myron had for 67 years. We need to pour that into other people too as well, amen. And one thing about it, when memorials are over and when services are over, we tend to forget and we tend to not communicate anymore. But we want to continue to communicate with Kathy. We want to continue to communicate with Eric and Sheila and Lewis and Felix. We want to continue to celebrate. We want to continue to keep them in our prayers as we continue. Jeremy, we want to continue that. Amen. We don't want to just stop it just because it's over and Myron's not here anymore. Myron will always be here. Myron will always be here in our heart. Myron will always be here in our spirit. Myron will always be here every time we get on that grill. And when we plant flowers, as I heard someone say, when we gather together as a family, we can share, family and friends, we can share. Oh, my God, we can share the stories of Myron, his laughter, his humility, his silence, his spirit. And that is huge. And that's something that nobody can ever take away. No one will have our memories forever. Amen. Thank you.